not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And I want to welcome you to Healing Our World. And I always like to start out by welcoming any new guests who are joining me for the first time. As I speak around the country and meet new people, I encourage them to tune in to Republic Broadcasting Network and, of course, Healing Our World. I am dedicated not only to helping children, but to helping adults and people in general. I'm really focused on empowering families to make a change, to make differences in their own life so that their children can express better health and therefore their community's healthier and the state might be healthier and really the world if we all do what we can in our own lives to improve our health. We're going to make for a better world. So I want to welcome you. I also want to encourage you to join me on Facebook. I right now am really excited. I've been looking back and seeing how far my posts have reached, and we're now up to 1.7 million people. So as you share with others, they share and they share, and it goes viral. And this is why we are really reaching so many people with critical information that can be life-changing. I want to mention before I get into my program today that I just returned from Indiana, and I was out speaking in a church last night. I met a wonderful pastor out there in Howe, Indiana. He and his congregation were amazing. They sat literally from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock and listened to me present, and they were just an amazing group of people. We even had Amish people from the surrounding community there. I get so blessed by the people that I meet. And so I just want to say hello to some of them who might be joining me today. And also thank them for sponsoring me. You know, this is a pretty politically incorrect, you know, presentation that I do on vaccinations. And yet I speak the truth. And I tell people, you know, somebody out there is not being honest. And it's not me. I stand on truth. I do everything I can to present the truth, and my presentation is fully referenced. So I just want to, again, thank Pastor Ran out there in Howell, Indiana, for taking the time to sponsor me and putting a great event together. And now I do want to talk about my guest. Sue Vogan is also an author and a radio host. Her program is called In Short Order. It's Blog Talk. She's a dear friend of mine. Sue Vogan is the talents and the brain behind the Physicians Roundtable Conferences, where I have had the honor of speaking a couple times in the past. And she brings together the world-leading physicians to discuss the most progressive ways to treat MS, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Lyme's disease, borrelia, Magellan's disease, and many other chronic illnesses that now plague people in alarming numbers. We're going to talk about her conference that she just had within the last couple months, and we're also going to talk about her future conference, which I am, again, honored to be invited out to come and speak to, because there is a connection to all of these people and children suffering with Lyme disease and the vaccinations. So we're going to be talking about that and many other interesting things. Lyme disease is almost an epidemic now. It is a nasty illness. Unlike many other illnesses out there, once this Lyme spirochete gets into the body, it can burrow itself into many organs, tissues, and cells. It is undiagnosed or misdiagnosed by most medical physicians out there. For some reason, doctors don't even want to touch this illness. So when we come back from this station break, we're going to have Sue Vogan joining me. Get out your pen and paper, folks.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And this is Mary Toko. Healing Our World is the program. And as I said before the break, we have a wonderful program set up today for you. We're going to be discussing Lyme disease and many other illnesses. My guest today is Sue Vogan. And I have to mention, back in 2011, after speaking at her conference, she made me the recipient of their scholarship program. They funded my trip to wonderful Augsburg, Germany, to attend the International Lyme Disease Conference out there. And it was really quite amazing. I was able to network with people and talk to doctors and hear some of the best experts. And just so you know, if you're interested in that particular conference, I reported on it on this radio program in the second hour on June 18th, 2011. So I went over all of the things that I learned about all the different parasites and bacteria and viruses and candida that can be right along with the Lyme disease. And so if you're suffering with any of these issues, you might want to go back to that program on the archives and listen to it. But Sue is also an author of the book, Experts of Lyme Disease. I recommend it to people all the time who contact me who have anything that looks like Lyme disease, because what we're going to share with you is how people with Lyme disease are misdiagnosed or undiagnosed. And there's a lot of politics behind this whole Lyme disease. There's a tremendous amount of politics. And you wonder, why is Lyme disease so political? Well, we're going to talk about that with Sue. Sue, first of all, welcome to Healing Our World.
Well, thank you very much.
And before we get into the politics, if you'd like to just talk about how and why you got involved with Lyme disease. I know you have a personal story.
I do have a personal story. I suffered with Lyme disease for 16 years, and it didn't go undiagnosed, but it went kind of under the carpet. Nobody really wanted to address it, and it's really tough. But I stayed on antibiotics every day of my life until about 5 years ago, but it caused so many problems being on antibiotics that long, and it didn't cure the Lyme disease. So I, even though mine's cured now, I still have to fight for those that aren't getting treatment, that aren't getting diagnosed.
So it's your personal experience, that terrible road, but in the process, you learn to heal your own body, which is amazing because so many people are told that Lyme disease is non-curable and that because it's so invasive that, you know, it's very difficult to treat. So now, like I said, you put on the most incredible conferences with top doctors from all different integrative forms of medicine. So let's talk a little bit about your conferences and how you were able to get all these doctors together under one roof.
Right. Well, the last conference, we had over 30 speakers, and we have over 40 exhibitors. And it's not tough to get everybody together, but we have to make sure that all of our topics are covered, because Lyme isn't Borrelia. It is a whole bunch more. There are a lot of things that go along with that. And so, you know, trying to get all of those people together. But we did it, and we do it every single year.
And I understand that next year's conference, like in the past, it was open to public, but next year's conference in 2014 is just for physicians, right?
It is for healthcare professionals only.
Okay.
Yes.
And that is important. And it's because, you know, it's the healthcare professionals that take it back into their communities. And really, patients need to seek out these healthcare professionals. Sue, I do have a question. It just popped in my head. Do you have a referral directory of all of the physicians that you know are doing appropriate, not only diagnosing, but treatment protocols that people can help?
Yeah. You know? Well, I do, but I, you know, with the way things are, since it is so political, usually just people call and I refer them out to whatever state they are. We can usually find them a doctor that gives them either natural treatment or allopathic treatment, whichever they choose, because it is our choice.
Question. I know that you have your website, LymeBook.com, and you also have your blog. Why don't we give out some information for people who are already thinking about making that call to you, and then we'll get on. How is the best way for people to get a hold of you, Sue?
They can email me at peer, it's P-E-E-R-O-B, magazine, at AOL.com. Or they can actually give me a call. I'm quite accessible at 717-254-1953.
And Peer Magazine, that's another thing that Sue does. She puts out a periodical of all of the most recent information on Lyme and other illnesses, and it comes out, what, four times a year, Sue?
It comes out twice a year now.
Okay.
We do May and December. With all of the other stuff, you know, trying to get these conferences together, and I've got three books ready to come out and stuff like that. So we just, you know, we decided that twice a year, and it's going to be a fat magazine. It's free online, and the website's being rebuilt as we speak, but it'll be suevogan.org.
And that's Suevogan, Vogan,
right,
with a V. And, boy, I'll tell you, I can't wait for that next one to come out because, you know, it's been probably 6 months since we've talked and since I've looked into some of the, it sounds like you have a lot of new information that even I might not be aware of. Three books, Sue? What are your books on? Wow, that's awesome.
Well, one's about the radio show, so it'll have some more interviews in there. And then another is about Lyme disease, some cases and things that have come across. It's all, cases that have been going on for 16 years, so I put them all together. And the last one is I just took it on, but it really hit me heavy, and it's benzos, the Librium and the Xanax and things like that, and how that affects people, and I was just shocked. And the reason I took it even more seriously than just because it is devastating,
But if someone is on a benzo and they actually have Lyme disease, they can't be treated for Lyme because the antibiotics will set the recovery off. If these people are in recovery, it'll set the recovery back to square one. And then they have to go through all of these withdrawal symptoms, and they're horrible. I thought Lyme was horrible. No, benzo recovery is probably the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Now, can you please describe what benzo mean? I believe it's psychotropic medications, which
it
are
is.
Given out like candy right now.
Correct.
You know, and it's amazing. Right now, there's about 1 million children on the age of five and under on them, and several children are put on multiple, psychotropic medications for treatment of ADHD, dyslexia, seizures, panic attacks, and all of that. And Sue, you know how I feel about this. This is another passion of mine on what we're doing to our young children in this country. But
right.
I didn't realize that if somebody's on these drugs, which many people are put on them because, number one, and I've heard this from Lyme, they've been told that it's psychosomatic, it's in their head, that there's nothing you can do about it. And so out of desperation, because not only are their families going crazy dealing with their health conditions, but out of desperation, they turn to these psychotropic meds because they don't know how to handle or cope with life because they're so miserable.
Right. And when you reach tolerance, then they have to increase it or give you more of something else.
It's a vicious cycle. It's an absolute vicious cycle.
Right. It is. It's a business is what it is. It's to make money, and that's basically, if you follow the money in most of the healthcare issues, you're going to find that that is the reason. And it's a big money maker. Everybody's taking Xanax. Everybody's on something to help them sleep, something to, make the problems seem less that they can deal with it. Their anxiety, level goes down. But people don't realize after you're on them for so long, it can cause you to lose sleep. It can cause you to be more anxious. So, and then, like I said, if somebody is recovering from the benzos and they are diagnosed with Lyme, heaven help them.
I know. There's a wonderful group, and I'm sure you're familiar with this group. They put out wonderful documentaries talking about the whole industry of psychiatry. In fact, I've got several books sitting here right on my library shelf. But they put out information, and the group is called CCHR, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. And when you look at the very beginning of psychiatry, their agenda, there's actually a video footage of their first international or national conference saying that their goal is to get everyone in the country on a psychotropic drug as a means to control people. So now we understand why so many children and so many adults are put on these things. And it is quite devastating when we
psychiatry is not a real science. And that is proven in every single documentation I've ever seen. It is not a real science. They're guesswork. It's for money. I mean, we could be psychiatrists. We could actually go in and sit down and talk to someone and say, "Oh yeah, it's all your mother's fault. It's all this fault. You're so anxious. You're losing sleep. You're doing that." Everybody could be a psychiatrist. There's no real science.
And also, one of the bigger problems, and we'll go on to Lyme disease in a minute, but one of the bigger problems that I have noticed now, that it's not just psychiatrists who are giving these drugs.
Correct.
It's general practitioners, it's pediatricians, it's your regular medical doctor. It's so many people now that are just writing these prescriptions because they don't know what to do for people. That's really the reality, is they don't know how to help people, and so they write that prescription out and send them on their way.
Right. Well, it's easier, and I have a friend who was an ER doctor, and she said it's easier just to write prescriptions than it is to waste time on finding what's wrong with the patient. There's a benzo story that actually got this thing started for me. The woman went in with vaginal burning to ER. It just was absolutely driving her crazy. What did they order for her? A benzo. They didn't order anything for if there was an infection or if there was some reason for the vaginal burning. Instead, they gave her a benzo. It quieted her down.
Crazy, crazy. Stay with us, folks. We're going to take a station break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, this is Mary Toko with Healing Our World. My guest is Sue Vogan. I want to just read a review of her book that you can find on the website. It is Experts of Lyme Disease, the Experts of Lyme Disease, and the website is LymeBook.com, and it is also available on Amazon. But this is a review of the book. In the world of Lyme disease, the politics around the illness are as complex as the illness itself. Patients looking for answers quickly find that accurate information about their disease is lacking. Sue Vogan is a light shining upon the darkness of a complex disease. Her radio show, In Short Order, attracts the best minds in the world of Lyme disease and freely shares critical information with her listeners. In a disease where order is seemingly absent, In Short Order is like water those suffering with Lyme disease thirst for. That's a wonderful, wonderful review of not only your book, Sue, but, of course, your radio program. And so I encourage you to join, especially if you think you have Lyme's. Now, Sue, let's talk a little bit specifically. What are some of the symptoms of Lyme disease? Because there are probably people out there that have these symptoms that are misdiagnosed or don't even know where to begin.
Right. Actually, a lot of the symptoms overlap other disease. That's why a lot of misdiagnosis goes on. But you start out with the flu-like symptom. There are three stages to Lyme disease. The first one is pre-benign. You get, the flu-like symptom. You might have some headaches, a little fatigue. The second set of symptoms, you go into more fatigue. I mean, it gets worse. cognitive issues, you get visual problems, musical hallucinations, muscle spasms, muscle pain, joint fever, joint pain fevers and chills, and the last stage, you go into the neurological area. You go into the heart problems. You go into the head problems. I mean, really deep-rooted head problems. Because spirochetes like soft tissue, and they travel wherever they can go. And your brain is soft tissue, so it will go over there.
That all just sounds like really scary to me. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
And part of the problem is, first of all, folks, it doesn't mean that you're going to be, the only way you get Lyme disease is if you have a tick on you. And this is one of the most dangerous things is people think, oh, well, I've never been bitten by a tick, so therefore I couldn't possibly have Lyme disease.
Oh, but that's not true. You can, it's any blood-sucking insect, black flies, mosquitoes, they all carry it.
And what about the word Lyme? Tell people where that comes from.
That's from Lyme, Connecticut. That was where the first case back in 1974 was actually recognized. And it was thought to be arthritis, you know, the juvenile arthritis, but they found the spirochetes, and so that's where that came from.
And Sue, why is it so political?
Oh my gosh, travel for the money again. You've got one camp, ITSA, that says, and that's the International Disease Society of America, they say that you can be cured or treated for Lyme disease in 30 days. Sometimes you might have to have 60 days of antibiotics. After that, you surely can't have Lyme. Then you have ILADS. That is the leading national or international group where you went. You went to see those
yes.
over in Augsburg, Germany. Okay, well, they're based here in the States. And they're saying that long-term antibiotics are the only thing that can actually treat Lyme disease. And actually, my opinion, both of them are wrong. ILADS and ITSA are both wrong.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, we're seeing a lot of people over these 16, 17 years. I've talked to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of patients, and I have yet to find one that went into second or third stage Lyme has actually gotten cured off long-term antibiotics. I not know anybody that's been cured in that area of time on short-term antibiotics. So they're both wrong. I think that it takes more than just antibiotics. And the antibiotics, what it did for me was gave me two heart attacks, a stroke, lost my gallbladder, and was within 24 hours of dying. So, I mean, I would never turn to antibiotics again.
It's interesting that you say that because I will tell you, Sue, before my first Lyme conference, which was yours, I've been one of these antibiotic people forever. I mean, five children of mine grown. My youngest is 20. My oldest is 32. We've never, ever, ever had an antibiotic in the home. The whole time they were raised, never filled a prescription. And I was so anti-antibiotic. But when I came to the Lyme disease conference, the first one where I spoke, I did a vaccine presentation. I listened to all these so-called experts, which I believe many of them are experts. They were all saying the only way to cure this is long-term antibiotic use. And I thought, oh, my gosh, antibiotics are so destructive to the human body. And
it's anti-life.
Exactly. And I thought, well, you know what, though? If you have Lyme's, maybe this is the one time that antibiotics are needed. So to hear this from you, for me, is like really refreshing. Because to me, if something is a truth, it's a truth, and it never
right.
changes.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, that's true.
And
I was on the road.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on the road for 15 years with antibiotics. I did not get cured. In fact, I got worse. And most everyone that I talk to, they're telling me, you know, I'm in my fifth year of antibiotics, and yeah, you feel pretty good while you're on the antibiotics, but you stop those antibiotics, and you are going to go right back to square one, just like what you do with the benzos.
Wow. We'll be back. Stay tuned, you guys. This is awesome. This is the first time I've heard this. So this is really cutting-edge information, and we'll be back with Sue Vogan in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, this is Mary Toko with Healing Our World. My guest is Sue Vogan, and we are talking Lyme disease and other illnesses. Sue, you know, just before the break, you were saying that antibiotic, long-term antibiotic use is not what is working. And I was really relieved to hear that. I had not heard that information. And it's not been that long since you and I talked. So tell us, I want people to understand what it is that works. But before we go there, how do people get diagnosed properly? How's the way to go about it?
Well, there is a symptom checklist. You can actually look at that, and it's clinically diagnosable, which, you know, I'm finding a little concerning now, because people will go in, and since I learned about these benzos, people will go in, and I've never seen any intake form yet that says, have you ever been on a benzo? I mean, they'll ask you what you're currently taking, you know, and even over the counter, but they never ask that question, which is really important now. So, you know, it's clinically diagnosed. You can walk into a doctor, and if he knows or she knows anything at all about Lyme disease, and most of the doctors do, they can say, okay, you know, you've got seven of the 150, symptoms. And I diagnosed you with Lyme disease. We'll just try some antibiotics. And the first thing I usually give you is doxycycline. This is dangerous because of the benzos now, and other medications, but benzos are the ones that I'm focusing on. And I know of two cases right now where they went in, they're recovering from the benzos that they were prescribed, and they're off of them. One of them is over 30 months off of benzos and still has problems, severe problems. The doctor says, well, I think you might have Lyme, and they put them on the doxy, and the doxy sends them into severe withdrawals. So this has become quite a muddy mess. And so this is my new focus. All with Lyme disease, but the benzos have to play a part in this. Because since you said that, and it's true that most, I don't know how many millions of people were on Xanax or, Librium or whatever, and there are a whole list of them. And you can type in benzo and in your computer, and it'll bring up a list of the benzos, what they are. And if anybody has been on those, you just really can't treat.
Boy, isn't it tragic? There's so much of this going on in the world, and life is so hard as it is. Just getting by for most people, and then to have this type of problem in the family. I'm sure it's tragic for so many families who are dealing with this. I will open up the phone lines. We're heading into this last quarter of the program here. The phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you have a question for Sue Vogan. But Sue, talk about what is working to help heal Lyme, because you said you are healed of Lyme disease.
Yes. I bought a simple book, and it was called Healing Lyme by Stephen Buhner. It has all the herbs in it, and you can actually go in there and fit your symptoms to the herbs. And it took me a while, about three and a half months, to figure out what worked for me. But the first sign that I knew that I was clearing the Lyme was I didn't stutter anymore, which is one of the symptoms I had. And I knew when that left and I wasn't fatigued anymore, my thinking was clear. I could remember things that I hadn't been able to remember for years. Then I knew. And I kept up with those herbs, and I've been free of Lyme for almost 8 months now.
That is awesome. Let's get the spelling of his last name, Stephen's last name.
It's right. It's B as in boy, U-H-N-E-R, Stephen Buhner. And I promote his book everywhere. Every time a patient calls and says, hey, I think I have Lyme, or I've been diagnosed with Lyme, and if they want to go natural, because again, it is their choice, if they want to go natural, that's the book I suggest.
Very interesting. So as far as the politics of it all, I think you know that I know of many children who are suffering with Lyme disease at the age of 5, 6, and 7. And, again, these children may have never been exposed to a tick, but I believe that there's a possibility that vaccinations are also carrying Lyme to people, and it's because so many of the vaccines are developed on decomposing animal parts that could be contaminated with Lyme. What do you think about that connection?
That's a good possibility, since there just came a report out that they only check in your blood supplies, they only check for Borrelia. They don't check for, or babesiosis, I'm sorry. They don't check for Borrelia. So if you're getting a transfusion, you could get Lyme disease. So, yes, it's not far-fetched to think that it could be on the dead bodies that they are carcasses that they are developing these vaccines from.
Kind of scary, isn't it? It sounds
like scary.
More Franken-science to me.
Yeah.
Bottom line, folks, is these things they're common in the animal world, but they're not common in the – well, they're common now in our world, unfortunately, but they're not normal in the human world. They're very normal for animals to have these different types of bacteria and spirochetes. But for us, it's because we have been doing things unnaturally that have to do with animal life. I think a lot of it has to do with that. As in vaccinations.
Well, we're not keeping our immune systems built up. We're flooded with EMFs from your computer and your televisions and smart meters. We got the GMOs going on. Not everybody can afford organic, and they eat whatever, and that corn is GMO'd. They got the aspartame, the fluoride. You've got everything bombarding you. And so it's much easier to go in and get a prescription, a pill for every ill, than it is to change your habits.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
And because it is hard to change habits.
And, it is.
And boy, you know, I'm hammering it all the time about how we have to become label readers. We have to detoxify our home, get rid of toxic cleaning goods and, you know, all of these things that are promoted on television, Febreze for your air and Lysol sprays and antibiotic soaps and all of these things that really are breaking down the immune system. And we're not allowing our children to develop natural immunity either. So no matter what they come in contact with, they're more susceptible to the illnesses.
Right, and it's really actually easy to change some of these things. Stetzer Electric, it's S-T-E-T-Z-E-R, electric. They make a thing that goes, it's a little interrupter that goes right into your wall socket, and you don't get the EMF. It's really easy to grow some of your own food or go to that produce place that you know is not being sprayed or they don't have the GMOs. You know, get rid of the aspartame in your house, the Splenda, the sodas, and things like that. It's not that difficult.
I agree.
We did it at our house.
Sue, is it okay if we take a call? We've got somebody who'd like to join our conversation. We have Richard from Washington. Welcome to Healing Our World.
Yes, good afternoon. A great show. And you just touched on the point I was going to make. It's never just one cause. We've lost the concept of pleomorphism. So when we change the body's terrain, we get in deep trouble. And the way we're changing it now is we're becoming a society that's based on agricultural products, which keeps us in the sympathetic sugar-burning state. And that feeds all these organisms, the molds, viruses, funguses, and the other things that we don't want in our system. We're actually feeding them. And what we have to understand, if we go back to the original hunter-gatherer digestive parasympathetic state, a lot of these things will be eliminated by the natural body's ability to control those situations and while maintaining a stronger, much stronger immune system.
Right, I agree.
Absolutely, yeah. Richard. And I think this is the biggest message that I'm continuing, like Sue continually putting out there, is we have to get back to the basics. We have to get away from all of these medications and drugs that alter the body chemistry and also alter the electrical system in the body and get back to a more holistic, natural lifestyle that's in balance with our environment around us instead of fighting bacteria and viruses like they're the bad guys. It all goes back to our internal terrain.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not a war. We shouldn't be dressing up in pharmaceuticals to fight a war in our own body.
And that's what we're doing, basically.
Yes.
That's the whole focus of allopathic medicine, is they're fighting a bacterial, viral war out there that has been on the earth since the beginning. And the whole idea is man is to live in harmony with its world and not be fighting. And so but it all goes back to that internal terrain. Again, how strong is your immune system? How well are your organs functioning? How well are you detoxing? And if you're not doing any of these things well, you've got to get to the underlying cause and address those cause. And it goes back to nerve supply. It goes back to diet, nutrition, detoxing the body, healing the gut, getting rid of whatever is causing the imbalance in the body. But Richard, would you like to make any more comments?
Yeah, I'm editing a nutritional paper while I'm listening to your program, and I just entered that as a very important point. Everything is cyclical. Our last meal should be entirely almost low critical temperature fats with some protein and some very low glycemic vegetation. That puts us in the parasympathetic all night, allows our body to rebuild, our immune system to function, to establish the normal parameters or the healthy beneficial parameters of our body's terrain. If we don't do that, that last meal being that important, if we don't do that, we're just setting ourselves up for future problems that are so far down the line we don't connect them with what we're doing overall in our dietary perspective.
And the doctors don't connect it either.
Well,
According to the doctors, diet has nothing to do with health. So that says it all.
Right. And allergies. And we're seeing more children, especially with allergies. And it's all because of what we're putting into our bodies.
And one thing about allergies, it's also what we're injecting through vaccinations.
Correct.
The huge peanut allergy that is so devastating in this country is directly related to an adjuvant which is put in a vaccine called Adjuvant 65. It is a peanut oil derivative. And when we start putting things in the blood system via injection that don't belong in the blood system, but were meant to be ingested and digested and broken down and eliminated through the gut system, your body attacks it. It doesn't belong in that blood system. And then each time they get a little bit more, the body attacks it more and more. And then when a child at the age of 8 months gets a taste of peanut butter, they go into anaphylactic shock, or they have a full-blown body rash, or they have an asthma attack, or they swell up, or they have, some other severe autoimmune reaction to that little bit of peanut butter, because their body has now built up immunity against that peanut butter via what's been going on in their blood system. Yeah. And we're doing this with dairy products, with wheat products, with, you know, when you look at what's in these vaccines, and again, I go back to the vaccines all the time, there are animal products, cow pus, pig viruses, dairy products, wheat products, antibiotics, there's all yeast products, they're all put in vaccinations. And we wonder why our children are having such a hard time eating normal foods.
Right, absolutely. You've got BPA in the bottles. Yes. You know, they use BPA yes. to make your soft plastic bottles and stuff, and people don't even know about this. Whatever we're doing, we need to go back to the natural. But I want to mention, too, that there is a test. I've been working with this laboratory in Augsburg, Germany for over 2 years. It is the best test for Borrelia, and that's Lyme disease. And they use a CPDA tubes, which makes it last longer, and it's more sensitive, it's more accurate, and it's more affordable.
So somebody, in other words, someone's giving blood, and it's going in a special tube, and then does it get shipped overnight, frozen?
No, it doesn't get shipped overnight. It just gets shipped by DHS, and it's very inexpensive. They've set up a really great program to send that over, and it doesn't get spun. It doesn't get frozen, no centrifuge. It just goes in there, and all the instructions are there. I represent the United States and Canada. I'm the only one that actually has kits. And they send them over from Germany, and we have just had such an influx of people wanting these kits, and they are so thrilled because it's more sensitive. It's much more affordable. I just got a lady that called and said, oh, my God, I spent over $1,000 on some tests for Lyme. She could have had this one less than half of that.
And, Sue, to get a hold of this test, people need to call you directly, right?
Yes. 717-254-1953.
And we'll give that out again.
1953.
953. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so if you suspect that you might have Lyme disease or you've been battling it and you want this test that is, there's nothing like it in the United States.
Nope.
And
nothing.
And so this will be the most thorough, up-to-date test that you can get right now to determine whether or not you truly do have Lyme and how bad it is.
Right. And it doesn't matter if you're on antibiotics or you're on anything else. With some of the other tests, you have to come off antibiotics 2-3 weeks before you can take the test. This one doesn't matter. This one tests inside the cells. So it doesn't matter about the antibiotics or anything else.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess that just shows that modern technology, we are getting better in some areas.
Germany's way ahead of us. I mean, you know, we are either dragging our feet or not allowing it here for whatever reason. But Germany is much more advanced than us.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. That's why I have a lot of Germans come over to speak at the conference.
Very good. Now, if a doctor or a physician or healthcare worker is out there and they're interested in attending the conference coming in 2014,
right.
Sue, I believe you gave me the date, the tentative weekend date. Was that in March?
Yes, the last weekend in March, yes.
Okay.
And it's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona.
Wonderful. And how can they get on your mailing list or keep in touch with you?
Oh, they can just email me at theperobmagazine@aol.com, or they can give me a call.
Okay, that's P-E-E-R, Meg, magazine.
No, P-E-E-R-O-B.
Oh, O-B, okay.
Magazine, yeah. It stands for Peer Observations Magazine, which is exactly what our magazine's called. So it's peerobmagazine@aol.com.
Very good. I'm hoping that we can get a lot of physicians out there. I know you usually get booked up pretty quick.
Yes. We have a doctor already booked from Portugal. He's coming over to speak. We have two from Germany already. We have one from Canada, and we have a couple from the United States. We get booked up usually before the last conference is over. I've already started on the next one. So we get booked up, especially with exhibitors and speakers.
And the exhibitors that you have come out there are people who are bringing solutions.
Yes.
To the situation.
We actually offer free therapy while you're there. Like NeuroLumens, they have their new product there. They gave therapy the entire time. It's all no charge. We had the Biomat, which is one of my favorites. We had it there. We had Master Supplements. They were giving out supplements like crazy. So everybody gets free therapy while you're there, too.
Okay, stay tuned. We're going to get to the conclusion of our program today. We'll be back after this station break.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
And this is Healing Our World. And Sue, before we end this wonderful program, I first of all want to thank you for taking time out of your Saturday. I know you're a very, very busy woman. I look forward to seeing you in person at the next Lyme Disease Conference. I'm looking forward to being one of the speakers. I'm going to bring in the Vaccine Lyme Connection and talk a little bit about natural immunity and how important it is. But I want to mention one more time the name of the test that people can order from you specifically, the CPA. What is it called?
Those are CPDAQ tubes. It's called the Borrelia LTT. So all you have to do is tell me you want an LTT kit.
LTT kit.
Right.
Okay.
And it will the panel will test for Borrelia, the chlamydia pneumoniae, and the CD57. And those are three important to get you started on your treatment.
Wow, awesome, awesome information. So, folks, if you are interested in getting this test, or you know somebody who has Lyme disease and they would like to get checked out, the number is 717-251-2541. I'm sorry, I wrote it wrong.
Now I'm forgetting my own phone number. 717-254-1953.
I think it was the area code that messed me up there.
Yes.
Because what area code is that?
That's Pennsylvania.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
That's what messed me up.
Yes.
Because it's different than your other phone numbers.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. I've got something mixed up here. But, folks, I want to thank you for also joining me today on your Saturday. Sue, we will be in touch. I want to thank Richard from Washington for calling in today. I think we have about 2 minutes left. If there's anyone else who'd like to call in quickly, the number is 800-313-9443. And as always, I ask people to join me on Facebook. Also, if you would like archives of previous programs, you can go to Republic Broadcasting Network. And for, I think it's 15-something a year, you can get all of the archives, not only from my program, but from many of the other wonderful radio programs offered through Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank them. They're wonderful, wonderful network of people who are seeking the truth and speaking the full truth about whatever they come across. And really, how many radio stations do you know out there like this? This is awesome.
Yes.
It's very hard to know. You know, we realize we can't turn on television and get the truth, and we can't turn on regular radio and get the truth most of the time. We're still getting that filtered out bias information. So it's really great to be part of Republic Broadcasting Network. Right, Sue?
Absolutely.
And give out your blog one more time, please.
It's SueVogan.org. And everyone, if you want to listen to In Short Order, I'm on Sunday, no competition here. It's called In Short Order. Just Google In Short Order and it will come up. And we're going to talk about Morgellons tomorrow.
Morgellons is another scary disease.
Yes.
Isn't it one of those things they said was psychosomatic for many, many years?
Yes, they did. But now we're finding the people with Lyme are the ones that usually have this disease as well.
And we have about 2 minutes. Sue, can you describe Morgellons for people?
It's the fibers that you think that might be from your genes coming out. You have sores. You have fibers coming out. They're all different colors, yellow, blue, black. And you don't know what those are. Or you have little creepy crawlies that you feel all underneath your skin. Then that might be something to look at.
Okay. Wow, that's scary too, isn't it, Sue?
It is.
Wild, crazy stuff that we're getting from our environment. Anyway, thank you all, folks. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. And please join me next week for another Healing Our World. God bless.